What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And quite a few of the listeners have already sent in the URL for that video clip of Jon Stewart taking on Jim Cramer. We've got it posted to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. So thanks to everybody who stepped on up, and we've got that now. Somebody else sent me in a list of stories showing how all of these electronic payment systems are subject to massive failures. And they're talking about how in May of this year, system outage leaves Starbucks unable to take payments or customers. Over in Louisiana, they had a food stamp glitch that literally put unlimited funds on all the cards, and everybody just emptied the stores out. They're still trying to figure out who's going to pay for that one. Sainsbury's IT glitch spoils bank holiday food orders. Remember, the British Airways canceled the flights after the IT outage, and it turned out the problem was they had offshored their IT management to a company in India, and the staff in India didn't know how to boot up the backup system when the primary one went down. Let's see. British Airways outage creates London travel cost. Glitch that froze food stamp purchases fixed. That was 2013. On and on and on. Computer glitch cancels food stamps. Voucher system crashes in several states. And it just goes on. These systems are not perfect. And that is why, even if you want it, the convenience of an electronic system, I think it is way too soon to talk about a cash-free society with a system that is this fragile, that is prone to breakdown, that is prone to hacking. Meanwhile, in the middle of all this diplomatic crisis, Qatari's currency has hit a 19-year low. You have places like Bahrain talking about freezing assets. Although it does look like that situation may be defusing because of all the countries that indicated support, such as Turkey, Iran, and Russia. And so that flashpoint may back down a bit. But the problem is, every time the war hawks get pushed off a potential flashpoint, they just cook up another one. Go to North Korea, that's not working. Let's go to Qatar, that's not working. Let's go back to Syria, that's not working. Oh, let's start a new one over in Sudan. We'll do that one. Just anywhere they can get the war going. And what all of us need to be doing, every moment of our waking lives, is just sharing with each other, enough of war. We have been in the current state of war against all these nations longer than we were in World War I and World War II. You can walk down the street of any town in the country and see the effects of being in a wartime economy with all the failed retail spaces, the homeless, the hungry, the deteriorated infrastructure. It is a mess out there. And I know that Donald Trump wants to revive our economy, lower taxes, increase spending, but he's got nothing to work with because there's nothing left in the Treasury but debt. And anything he does adds more debt to it. If Trump really wants to drain the swamp and shake things up, he needs to do what Andrew Jackson did. Shut down that private central bank and put us back on an honest monetary system. Very alarming article. This came out of Zero Hedge. Nobody in power is paying attention to just how close we are to the edge. Everybody's just looking at their own gain, their own greed. They're not paying attention to what's around them. And we're all victimized by a system that concentrated personal wealth for a few and left the rest of the population drowning in obligations from a stolen future. And that future is now on us. They can't kick that can any further down the road. They've kicked it so far down the road, it looks like an old crumpled gum wrapper at this point. Citi is issuing a warning over the Treasury yield curve slumping to 8-month lows. They're claiming it's a curve inversion, which is considered a warning sign here. Now, the story out of Blacklisted News, we're seeing the dead giveaways of a decline of empire. And again, the parallels between the current United States and Imperial Rome, which was destroyed by internal debt and corruption, which left it weak and vulnerable to the Visigoths. All right, we're going to take some more phone calls. Mark in Wyoming, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind today?
Mr. Rivero, I just wanted to go back to your discussion about people being able to afford new phones and that kind of thing.
Yep.
Let me tell you a quick story of what happened today. My Galaxy S6 was not connecting properly, was hardly connecting at all. So I take it into the Sprint store, and I said, one of the things I said to him is, well, usually I take the battery out and let it reset. He says, you can't remove the battery. I said, well, what do I do if I need a new battery? He says, you have to buy a new phone. Then he starts to try to sell me a new phone for $750. And I said, well, I don't want a new phone. He says, well, you're not going to have much of a choice here pretty soon because it's dying. It's less than 2 years old.
Well, two things there. Now, I don't know about the Galaxy X6, but my wife currently has a Galaxy Note 4, and you can take the back off of that, and you can replace the battery. And I know that because we got her one of those wireless charging systems to make it easier for her to charge the phone, and I just took the back off and put the little induction coil in there. There's a slot for it. And that may not apply to the other Galaxies, but the reason I'm scratching my head over this, do you remember the original iPod from Apple?
Right.
And it came on out, and it had a problem with its battery failing very, very quickly, and Apple's attitude was the same thing. It was impossible to open and replace the battery. You've got to buy a new one. There was actually a massive lawsuit filed on that, which led to this idea that, yeah, you should be able to replace the battery, and in their later units, yes, you can pop the back off, and you can put a new battery in there. We're starting to see a lot of states pass right-to-repair laws, saying that no products can be sold in the state unless it's possible to repair them rather than force people to buy a new one. But, of course, you know, the staff at the cell phone stores, they're not interested in replacing a battery. They're on commission. They need to sell you a new phone. Now, I know on my iPhone it's impossible to get in there and replace the battery, but at this point, Apple seems to have come up with a battery that really is going to survive the life of the phone. I'm very happy with this iPhone 5. I've had it for a long, long time, and it's still working absolutely fine. And I know eventually it'll give up the ghost, and I'll be forced to buy a new one. But the business model of these companies wasn't have a new one to sell when the customer needs one. It was always find a way to force the customer to buy a new one every few years. We certainly saw that with Microsoft, with this constantly updating versions of Windows, and we won't support the old one. We remember the heavy-handed tactics trying to get us on Windows 10. And, of course, every time you update the operating system on your computer, it forces you to buy the upgraded version of all your applications, which in a production environment like ours, that is a huge, huge amount of money, which is why we stayed with XP as long as we possibly could. Now we're on Windows 7. I'm not going to buy a new computer. I'm buying these refurbished Windows 7 machines off of eBay, and they're actually very inexpensive. And I got a Dell for the Claire's Choir, 4-core CPU, Windows 7. It's a really nice little machine. I'm very happy with it. I don't need Windows 10. We tried Windows 10. It was an absolute disaster. But the whole attitude is grind as much money out of the people as you can, and it doesn't matter if they're happy or healthy or even productive as long as we get our cash now. And we're seeing more and more of that in the medical industrial complex, which we're going to be getting into here before the end of the show.
Right, and I agree. I have software that runs my office, and I just go to a place down in Denver that sells refurbished computers for $150. They're brand new, basically, and they'll run my old software, which runs better than the new software. But, you know, I used to open these phones up all the time and replace the batteries. You cannot get into this phone. There's no way to get into it.
All right. Well, like I said, I don't know that particular model, but I don't know on the Galaxy Note 4, the back just pops right off because that's how I put in the little charging pad accessory. All right, Mark, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates. And we're going to do a couple more phone calls, and then we're going to go ahead and close the lines because I do have a lot of news to get to. Doreen in Vancouver, aloha. What is on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Mike. You do a wonderful job.
Thank you.
I'm really interested in your show every day. What I wanted to say was I was on Jason Goodman, Crowdsource the Truth, and he was interviewing Robert David Steele. And he had some fantastic ideas on taking a bus and going around the country coming this July. And then he said he could have we could buy, Americans could buy the country back for $250,000. Also, he had quite a lot to say about Mike Pence and the rest of
Okay, well, let's halt right here because I have a response to that. It is true that under the charter for the Federal Reserve, Congress has the right to cancel the charter whenever they want, and the only obligation is that the U.S. government return to the owners of the Federal Reserve the money that was initially loaned to the U.S. government at the creation of the Federal Reserve. And in this day and age, it's not a lot of money. I think it's something like $1 billion. The problem is it has to be approved by Congress, and Congress will never say no to the Federal Reserve because the Federal Reserve is one of the biggest donors to political campaigns. And I really think that in the project, for, not the project, the blueprint for the New America, that we need to go back to those laws saying that corporations, which are not people, are not allowed to donate to political campaigns. Let's return to the grassroots here. But I think our current society, our current government, is irredeemably past the point of return, and we're just going to have to let it crash and learn the harsh lessons from that as we build a new country in its place. And as you know, Oliver Stone just did this series with Vladimir Putin, where Oliver Stone is saying it's very obvious going around Russia today, life is much better for the Russians following the collapse of the Soviet Union. And I think we've got that to look forward to here in the United States.
Okay, thank you very much. You give lots of information, and that's the point to get it around. Thanks, Phil.
Thank you very much. We're going to take one more phone call from Alex in Florida, and then we're going to close the lines. Alex, what's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, I'm concerned that Trump may not order investigations to uncover things like unmasking American citizens in a FISA warrant and things like that, for the concern that it could make the whole government collapse. And I'm calling just to make a point that if he doesn't allow people to see truth, I'm disappointed in him. I think he sucks. I want a president that's going to say, this is the truth, whatever the consequences are, that's it, so be it. You know the truth now.
We would like that as well, and there's a lot Trump has done that I'm very disappointed in, like that cruise missile attack into Syria. But look at it from his point of view. Would you want to go down in the history books as president of the United States when it collapsed? I mean, that looks really, really bad on a resume.
Okay. Hopefully he would be in somewhat control of the truth. As long as the truth were to come out that, hey, I was the one here, I was the straw that broke the camel's back, for example. It's not, he needs
but
to explain to us it's not his fault.
You're absolutely right, though, but there are so many truths that could come on out that would result in the American people just saying, we refuse to recognize this government any longer. If it were to come on out, the real reasons for all these wars, the families of all those killed and crippled soldiers are going to say, this isn't what we signed up for. This is not what we sacrificed our children for, to make these corporations richer. You know, we thought we were bringing good to the world. We were told that we were protecting our nation from some kind of a dire threat. And now we're finding out that all our kids were killed and crippled for the sake of a stock price. The truth behind the John F. Kennedy assassination. If the American people just are forced to confront the fact that they've been lied to on this scale, yes, I do think the U.S. government would collapse, and it may yet transpire. That's essentially what happened in the former Soviet Union. Because of the Samizdat and because of the fallout from Chernobyl and the attempt to pretend that that didn't happen, the Soviet people just said, this government lies to us about everything. We can't be part of this any longer. And it all began to crumble and fall apart. And there was a brief attempt at a counter-coup, counter-revolution, rather. But in the end, the Soviet Union collapsed, and now we've got the new Russian republics.
That's right. And I believe it was Malcolm X that said, I'm for the truth, no matter who's telling it, and I'm for justice, no matter who it's for or who it's against. And I think
that's
very
good.
I think that's very important that we all live that way. And
I agree with that. And you remember what Jim Garrison said during his trial of Clay Shaw relative to the JFK assassination? Let justice be done, though the heavens may fall. And I agree with that one as well.
That's right. What's that? I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah, let me finish this thought here. I get a lot of email from detractors who are out there saying, even if what you're saying is true, don't you realize that by putting it out there, it is a threat to the government and is not our best course? Don't we have to preserve and protect the government? And my answer to that is always qualified. I said, that depends on whether the government is worth preserving and protecting. If it's a government that is constitutional, whose primary focus, whose top priority is what is best for this nation and the American people, yeah, that's a government that's worth preserving and protecting, even if it means keeping certain secrets. But if you have a government that is plundering and pillaging the American people for the sake of their friends and their cronies and foreign governments and the war machine, I don't see that as a government that's worth preserving and protecting. I think it was Thomas Jefferson who said, a patriot is somebody who is loyal to his fellow American citizens all the time and to the government only when it deserves it. And I'm in agreement with that as well.
That's right. And if you listen to Kennedy's speech on secret societies, he's addressing the media, how the media and the CIA and the FBI, the deep state, basically a very dangerous entity that has basically taken over. And the people need to know the truth. Or people are going to die never knowing the truth, being brainwashed. And I know that everyone's supposed to wake up, but they need to wake up. I want them to wake up so bad.
Yeah, well, they are. That's the good news here. People deserve the truth. They need the truth. But the people have to be responsible for going on out and finding it for them, not just sit there on their sofa and wait for somebody like me or John Stadmiller to say, this is the truth. That doesn't really change the dynamic. What we need are media consumers who are themselves their own best researchers and analysts. And that is really the only way we're going to break this cycle of propaganda mind control. Because even now we are seeing some of the larger lights of the independent media being co-opted, being bought off, being threatened. Look at how Breitbart has changed since Breitbart left, and especially since Bannon left. It's been completely turned around. And so people need to just get into that habit. If something isn't making sense, sit on down, get into a search engine, not Google, obviously, and start digging out the facts. Dig out the articles and decide for yourself what is really going on. At some point, there's going to be a watershed moment where the vast majority of the American people are going to realize the government is lying to them the vast majority of the time, about the majority of everything. And at that point, we're going to start seeing a Soviet-style collapse in Washington, D.C.
That's right. I heard George Carlin talking the other day, an old video, where he was saying something to the effect, he was addressing the parents in this world. He said it was so important for them to teach their kids to read, but much more important to teach them to question everything they do read.
Yes, that was... Carlin is one of those people where it wasn't until he was gone that we realized just how important he was and what he had to say. And he masked it very well with his humor, but especially toward the end of his career, he was out there trying to sound the warnings about what was really going on. And he was able to deliver it in a way where people would laugh. And if people who are laughing, their defensive mechanisms won't kick in. And they're much more willing to accept and think about the ideas that he was feeding to them.
Uh-huh. Do you think we'll ever get an investigation of Susan Rice unmasking and Loretta Lynch and the Obama administration, all the crimes that we know that they did? You think we're ever going to get that investigated and prosecute the criminals?
I do not know. Time will solve that mystery. But one thing is very obvious inside Washington, D.C., is everybody is scrambling for political leverage. Everybody is scrambling to cover up all that's been going on. And I can imagine Donald Trump right now is under so much pressure from all these politicians. He might be out there thinking, let's recount that election. Maybe Hillary won after all.
Yeah, that's right. I heard something about Pelosi saying that Trump was going to impeach himself.
I don't think she meant that as a joke. Alex, got to let you go. Alex, got to let you go. Thank you very much. We'll be right back. Yeah.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And somebody just sent me an email about what they were doing with their Galaxy Note 4, and it twigged off a memory that at one point I did replace the battery in my wife's cell phone because it had gone bad. It wasn't holding a charge. Ordered a new battery off of eBay, slid it on in there. Everything's working just fine. Now, getting on back to the economic news, this is becoming a very alarming trend across the country. Down in Houston, where they government is cash strapped, they're selling off $2 million worth of city streets and utility easements, and it's just a tiny dent in the $100 million budget deficits projecting over the next 5 years. They got about $2 million worth for these city streets and utility easements. There's only one small problem with that. The city government does not own those streets. The taxpayers do. And there are two aspects to this. First of all, it's a scam. Government comes on in and they tax you and they spend your money to build highways, whatever. Then they get into economic trouble and they decide they're going to sell their highway to a private company, which then turns it into a toll road. The government doesn't have a right to do that. Governments are doing that. That's what the U.S. government has been doing with all these land seizures and confiscations, even though it's a violation of the Enclave Clause of the Constitution. And the other part of it, of course, is all of this is a result of that private central banking model, which by design produces more debt than money with which to pay the debt, until the entire nation and its people are debt slaves and the real hard assets wind up in the pockets of the bankers. The bankers are going to own the streets, the highways, the dams, the train systems, and all it cost them was paper and ink and complicit politicians. Everything that is in this nation, the highways, the utilities, ultimately was built and paid for by we, the American people. It's our property. And we have to work to keep it. Okay, now then, let's see. Interesting little article over in CBC talking about how car dealerships could be out of business within a decade, according to a new report from RethinkX, saying that greater demand for electric cars coupled with increased demand for ride sharing will eliminate the need for car dealerships altogether. Well, where are you going to go for the electric car? I think what this article is really doing is pushing that Agenda 30, where cars are bad and really you should rely on public transportation. Merkel is out there saying that in a few years you'll need a special government license to own and drive a car. And right now in Japan, which is very high population density, you're not allowed to buy a car unless you can prove you actually have a place to park it. So, now, article out of New York Post, and we did refer to this earlier in the show, about the difficulties Donald Trump is facing with his economic to-do list, where he's talking about tax cuts, spending increases, paying for the immigration wall, renegotiating trade deals, creating jobs. And the problem is he's got nothing to work with. The U.S. government is $20 trillion in debt, and last year's deficit grew that staggering total by nearly $600 billion, more than half a trillion in a single year. And this means that the traditional cures for an economic crisis, spending more, lowering interest rates, aren't going to be able to work. We're at the end. We are definitely at the end here. Now, India was getting ready to invest quite a bit of money, $500 million, in a new port facility in Iran. And those investors are now starting to pull back out of fear that the U.S. is going to impose more sanctions on Iran just because the U.S. government feels like doing it. Because Iran hasn't done anything. Iran is in compliance with the P5+1 deal. Iran is not attacking and invading other countries, but by golly, we're going to sanction them just because we can. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. As long as we're on the subject of cell phones and batteries, along with gold and silver, one of the hot commodities right now in the world is lithium. And it's in a boom time right now, and a lot of people are trying to get on board and invest in lithium. But you need to be aware that the grade of the lithium is of critical importance. Because, as you know, some lithium batteries work really well. Other lithium batteries have had a problem with exploding. And the grade of the lithium, how many contaminants are in there, is a critical factor in that. So you need to pay attention to that. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, back in 2010, the U.S. identified vast riches of lithium in Afghanistan. And that may be another reason why we are still staying there along with the oil pipeline right-of-way and all of that opium. Now, as you know, ever since Theresa May's snap UK election backfired on her, more and more people are talking about doubts on Brexit. Certainly the EU is saying, let's put it on hold, let's call it on off. The Remainers are out there saying, oh, see, this is the end of it. And again, the arrogance on display there, because the people of Great Britain voted for Brexit. And ultimately, I do think democracy has to have a say here. If the people of a country want their freedom, they are allowed to have it. And again, the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights comes to bear here. If the British people want to go on off, break off from the EU and be their own country, they are allowed to do it. And every other nation that is a member of the United Nations has to let them go. And that includes the member states of the European Union. But again, the rules only apply to the other people, not to us here. Meanwhile, Jeremy Corbyn is out there saying politics is not going to go back into the box where it was before. Things are definitely, definitely changing. And already there are allegations that there was, in fact, massive election fraud, supposedly favoring Theresa May, but again, not enough to overcome a landslide that was shifting things back toward the anti-establishment, as it were. Now, as you know, you have Hungary, Poland, the Czech Republic, one other that is saying that they're not going to accept any more refugees. They've got too many. They are causing problems. It is an economic hardship. And more people are saying this is why the European Union wants its own army to march into these other countries and slap them down and say, you will do what Brussels tells you to do, Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil. And more of the member states of the EU are saying it almost feels like World War II's rise of the Nazis has been replayed when they weren't looking. Now, the former Czech President Klaus is saying the time has come for the Czech Republic to leave the European Union. So yet another member state is talking about breaking off. Meanwhile, up in Denmark, there are calls for the army to assist postal workers in one of their worst no-go zone ghettos. 9,000 refugees in there. Apparently the postal workers are being assaulted and the mail stolen. They want to send in the army with them. Up in Sweden, they've added 8 new areas to the Swedish police no-go zone list. Total of 53 areas that are outside the control of the Swedish authorities. You walk in there, you are on your own. If you get into trouble, if the refugees attack you, nobody's coming to save you. Nobody is coming to save you. Down in Australia, this is a really ugly story. Over in Sydney, a teenager, 18-year-old girl, was abducted, raped, and forced to marry a Muslim man under Sharia law and was then driven hundreds of kilometers away from her family. And the police have caught up with the guy, but apparently the man had approached the family about wanting to acquire this girl as a wife. They turned him down, obviously. So apparently he entered her bedroom at 2 o'clock in the morning and threatened to kill her unless she went with him. Took her away, raped her, forced her to go through the wedding ceremony. And I think this is one of the reasons why so many people are saying it would be a mistake to allow Sharia law to be brought to our countries. If these refugees want to live under Sharia law, they should have stayed at home. And again, I go back to Teddy Roosevelt, who said, very simply, if you are an immigrant to this country, welcome. Just understand you are coming to a new country, the United States of America, which already has its own laws. It has its own language, English, and you are expected to abide by the laws of the United States of America. Now, whatever gods you want to worship or how you want to celebrate your culture in your communities, in your home, is just fine. But don't come on in and demand that we change our country to be like the country you just came from. That's rude. Apparently, immigration arrested dozens of undocumented Chaldeans from Detroit over this last weekend. And down in Mexico, Mexican authorities found 112 undocumented migrants, including 4 babies, being transported inside a cargo truck on a road in the southeast of the country. 23 of the migrants were minors, and they were discovered when somebody inside the vehicle was talking when they were at a checkpoint. Now, to the credit of the people smugglers, the trailer was equipped with fans and water. Not like one of these tragedies where they throw all these people into a cargo container and there's no air, no water, and some of them actually die. They They actually did fit this cargo, the trailer out, to have ventilation and water. But it's still people smuggling, and it's a terrible, terrible thing. Over at the University of North Georgia, there has been another fake rape hoax. And apparently this 19-year-old Rebecca Lim called 911 and claimed she'd been running along this popular lake trail in Lumpkin County on May 24th, and a man followed her and then raped her, and she's now been charged with filing false statements. Somebody desperate for attention. I think one of the downsides of our media-saturated world is people tend to be dissatisfied with their own lives if they're not famous for something. And again, growing up as a farm kid in New England, it wasn't really an issue. We were just happy with who we were and that people within our town thought well of us. And that was it. We didn't have this lust for fame and stardom on televisions. Now it's being promoted that everybody should want to be a media star, certainly on social media. I think those selfie sticks are a horrible, horrible symptom of how self-obsessed and vain the American culture has become. I certainly don't have one, don't intend to have one. I've only ever taken one selfie in my entire life, and that was to prove to one of our readers that I was actually wearing the T-shirt they had sent to me. Now, as you know, there's been a push for police body cameras so that there is a supposedly impartial record of what happens in a confrontation between the police and the citizens. And more often, the body camera footage tends to show police acting improperly. And for that reason, the body cameras are mysteriously malfunctioning, or as was the case with Seth Rich's murder, the videos simply disappear. But apparently, in states like North Carolina, Louisiana, and Kansas, they're now writing laws that police body camera footage is now a state secret. And these laws are designed to keep these videos from being allowed out into the public, which sort of negates the whole reason to have these police body cameras. I mean, obviously, if the body camera supports the police officer's side of the story, they're glad to have that video. But in cases where the police are shown to be misbehaving, oh, we can't have that. It's undermining confidence in the police, as it were. All right, let's see. We're going to grab a quick phone call. Nabil in Kansas City. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how are you? I just want to correct you on the Sharia law that you just stated a few minutes ago.
Yes.
The Sharia law is, if you look at it, it's really a protection for women and their rights. What this guy did was, he just followed his lusts and desires, and if he lived in a true country where there was Sharia law, he would probably be beheaded for what he did to her.
Well, that, I think, would be a fitting punishment, but again, it almost doesn't matter whether it's Sharia law or any other law. This is the United States of, well, in the case of this, it was Australia. Australian law applies. No other law should apply. And the same thing here in the United States of America, where we had all these protests over the last weekend, where all these refugees are agitating, saying, we want our system of laws in this country. No, if you come to this country, you live under our system of laws. Anyway, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here and get on back to the news, because we're running out of time, and I got a lot of stuff to cover here. Political correctness has really gone over the top. This is a bizarre story, and it's out of Post News D2. And apparently over at Stack Exchange, which has a parenting forum, there is a future father saying that his now expectant wife has decided she wants to raise all the children in their marriage genderless, and she wants to make one of them gay. Because apparently that's now the trendy, hip, politically correct thing to do. And first and foremost, as I understand it, you cannot make somebody gay any more than you can unmake somebody who is gay. It's genetically determined. Now, we did a story about this New Jersey school where somebody noticed in the yearbook that photos of students who were wearing Donald Trump T-shirts, The names had been removed before the yearbook went to press, and apparently it all came down to a single teacher who was a liberal Democrat who just took it upon themselves to alter the photos. That teacher has now been suspended, and I think that's a really good idea. If you're going to teach students about the Bill of Rights and freedom of speech, you start in the school. Unfortunately, under Common Core, they're teaching them something else completely. Remember U.S. Pastor Terry Jones, and he's always out there with all this controversial stuff. He'd announced a plan that he was going to burn hundreds of copies of the Quran to mark the anniversary of the September 11 attacks. Apparently, he's been prevailed on to call that stunt off, and I think that's a good idea. I think that's a good idea. I'm opposed to book burning, and I don't care what the books are. Getting on to computers, apparently Apple is no... Remember, they had a marketing campaign that they were somehow immune to malware. No, they aren't. Developers are giving away the most sophisticated Mac spyware ever that can allow your device to be taken over. And apparently, one of them, Mac Ransom, is an Apple version of WannaCry. So that WannaCry ransomware is now hitting Apple computers. It was only a matter of time. China is denying that WannaCry originated with them. And I think they're trying to say it came from China or it came from Russia or it came from Iran to sort of obfuscate the fact that the vast majority of the code inside WannaCry came from the National Security Agency. And they are to blame, first of all, for developing this cybercrime tool, and second of all, for being so reckless as to allow it to get leaked on out. Interesting little variation on malware coming by email. This one is from DVLA. It's a car scam warning, and it includes inside the text, if you think this might be a phishing email, please forward to phishing@dvia.gsi.gov.uk. And the BBC came on out and said, this is a new one for a fake DVLA email that says, please refer to DVLA if you think this is a fake. Apparently, Coinbase is now seizing the accounts of Americans, and they seized them here in Hawaii and Wyoming, basically stealing the bitcoins that were in there. And apparently, Natural News did an investigation confirming Coinbase is citing obscure state laws to seize the accounts. And this actually happened to me. Somebody was trying to get me into cryptocurrency, set me up a Coinbase account. There were some coins in there, and they simply vanished. I hadn't put any of my own money in there, so no skin off my nose. But apparently, it wasn't this sudden new Hawaii law. It was just Coinbase saying, well, we're just going to shut it on down. So we've got to be careful of scammers out there. Let's see. I'm going to skip on down here because we're running out of time, and I want to get to these stories here. And this is about human-caused global warming. Yet again this year, there was an expedition going up into the Arctic in summer to document the loss of the Arctic ice cap. And once again, they've had to turn back because the ice is so thick, their icebreakers can't get through it. And there were about 40 scientists from 5 Canadian universities were scheduled to use the icebreaker CCGS Amundsen. And apparently, because of the ice they found off the coast of Newfoundland, the icebreaker had to be diverted. They keep doing the same mistake over and over again. Meanwhile, snow is falling in Northern California. It's falling around Lake Tahoe right now. It really is the beginning of a new ice age. And, of course, Al Gore's out there saying, please see my new movie. I need to make money. As if he didn't have enough money already. Apparently, the U.S. has now seized Kim.com's assets, even though he's never set foot in the United States of America. And I think this is them being very, very angry at Kim.com, basically speaking out about how Seth Rich was the DNC leak. They're trying to keep the leak on that one. They've bet what's left of their credibility on this. Russia did it, Russia did it. And again, looking at the opening statements at this morning's hearings with Attorney General Sessions, it was, you know, Russia interfered with the elections. Russia did that. It's being proclaimed as an absolute fact beyond question. If you question that narrative, you're a wide-eyed tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy kook who should be reviled by all polite society. Remember what I said about the medical establishment is all about making money and they don't care what it does to the patients. Apparently, this is out of Natural News, millions of patients are being overdosed with blood pressure medication. And apparently, the medication is being overprescribed because it makes more money that way. And that's over and above this opiate epidemic that's coming out of doctors and the pharmacies to create a permanent class of addicts. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of the program today here. And we're talking about how the medical industrial complex is all about selling product and making money with zero concern for actual health. And a good example of that is coming out of Missouri. Apparently, a couple of children's watchdog groups have filed a complaint saying that the Missouri's foster care system is not maintaining oversight over the use of psychotropic drugs on foster children. And the complaint argues that the kids are just being medicated as an automatic basis to sedate them, to tranquilize them, and apparently exposed them to serious risk of side effects from diabetes to outright seizures. But it makes money. Just keep on pumping it into the arms here. Now, this one is a little disappointing, in part because I actually taught at UCLA Extension many, many years ago. And this is coming out of the Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center. And it involves an 8-year-old who, for some reason, had gone into cardiac arrest after nearly drowning in a washing machine at his Castaic home. Now, that's a bizarre case there, but here's where it goes on in. The physicians at UCLA's pediatric intensive care unit told the family the child was technically not brain dead, but was never going to recover normal neurofunction, could never reawaken. So the parents decided to take Cole off life support and donate his organs, a very noble thing to do. And he was removed from the ventilator, and 23 minutes later, pronounced dead by an anesthesiologist. Now, that's how it should work. But 4 years later, it has come on out that homicide detectives are looking into an allegation by a coroner's investigator that the anesthesiologist gave this kid a fatal dose of the opioid fentanyl to hasten his death in order to make the organs more likely to be successfully harvested. Now, that to me, first of all, the Hippocratic principle is, first of all, do no harm. It's not actually in the Hippocratic Oath, but it's in Hippocrates' other writings. You don't harm the patient. And here we have an anesthesiologist who's seeing product on a gurney, the same way that Planned Parenthood does. These aren't human beings. They're not people. It's product. Let's cut the product up and get into the package and get it into the supply chain here. Now, apparently, yet another holistic doctor has been gunned down outside an organic restaurant in Colorado. Christopher Bailey King, 49. Is the latest in a long series of holistic doctors to be murdered in cold blood. And apparently he was just eating at this restaurant. He was approached by a man named Louis Joseph Sebastian. They got into an argument, and the doctor was killed. But there do seem to be a lot of these doctors who are a threat to the orthodox, chemical-based, selling product medical establishment. They all seem to be meeting very untimely ends here. Somebody found a video from back in 1971 that said the FDA never tested vaccines for effectiveness and they could be harmful. And the video went away. It's on whatreallyhappened.com. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller's program. We will be back tomorrow here Wednesday on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, please share everything you learn here with everyone that you know. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.